of the second half of Taisus from Taiman. Taisus came by the Bayadeshus Umaisus asks, in Taimar, the name of Kalbachaymet Mikarkoi, Shainamitiais, Atulachi Machnisais. Taisus suggests we should make a Kalbachaymet from Karka, where you can use Karka, Einamitiais, you can't make a get on Karka. But Machnisais, we can be Makadish a woman with Karka, Pirish, the Adam Yach, Makadish Isha Makarka, Vainim Skaresh is Makarka. Wasam Lakalam Mirfach, you can't buy by Hegdish. Because you can't use Karka for Hegdish either. What's Taisus Kasha? Taisus asks that the Gemara should say a Kavachayma from Karka, which does not work by Gittin, and works by Kiddush. So the significance of the beginning of Taisus, I already pointed out to you last week. That Taisus apparently holds that you're allowed to get married with Karka. That we're not makish habayis lahadadi to a school Karka, and that we discussed last week. But Taisus Teretz also is important. Beishleimat yichlo mifrach malakarka shekay kainu mitatlin agabon taimer bishtar. Karka is different. Karka you can be kainu mitatlin agav karka, and since you can be kainu mitatlin agav karka, so it's a different. It's a different Kenyan, it's a stronger Kenyan. And maybe you can't learn from that. The significance of this part of Taisus has to do with Kenyan Agav. Kenyan Agav is one of the many types of Kenyanim. But it's a Kenyan where, which we'll have later in the parak, where you kind of karka, and Agav, the karka, you kind of betafel. What that means is this. Certain shtaris, certain kinyanim like shtaris, work for karka, they do not work for metaphor. Okay, we've had that in the past. With a shtar, you can be kind of karka, with a shtar, you can be kind of metaphor. With kesef, you can be kind of karka, with kesef, you cannot be kind of metaphor. Let's say you buy a house, and you have a kinyan shtar, or a kinyan kesef to be kind of a house, and you want to be kind of the furniture in the house too. So Pashit, Shtar doesn't work for furniture. Kesef doesn't work for Shtar, it's metaphor. Kinyan Agav says that once you're being kind of karka with the Kinyan, it works for the Kinyan. So if you're doing it at the same time, you can be kind of metaphor in Agav karka. The Kinyan you make on karka works on metaphor as well. Now, Taisus uses Kinyan Agav to shlug up a Kalvachayim, which means that it's clear from Taisus that Taisus holds that Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Dairaisa. That's a Kinyan that works Minatira. Because if it was not a, if it was a Kinyan Dirabanan, Taisus couldn't shlug up a Kavachaima with it. So Taisus clearly, from the fact that Taisus brings Kinyan Agav into as an Ikhla Mifrach and a Kavachaima, it's clear that Taisus holds that Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Dairaisa. Now, Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Gilyan HaShas, tells you to look in Taisus and Bava Kama. And Taisus and Bava Kama holds that Kinyan Agav is only a Kinyan Derabbanan. Rabbi Kiva Egan means to ask that our Taisus Teretz falls away if you hold like Taisus and Bava Kama. But on Kapana, we have a Machlaikis, Taisus here in Kiddushin, and Taisus and Bava Kama. If Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Dairaisa or it's not a Kinyan Dairaisa. Seems to be a Machlaikis Rishainim. The Nafkamina, where this is brought down in the Paiskim, is again by Mechiras Chametz. And we sell Chametz to a guy. So I've mentioned to you in the past that we do five different Kinyanim. And one is Kinyan Agav. Now if everyone held that Kinyan Agav works Minat Taira, then we wouldn't have to make five kinyanim. We could just do a kinyan agav. What a rav does when he sells the guy chametz, the rav rents to the guy a piece of his house, a piece of his real estate, and with that agav the real estate, he's knocked into him all the chametz. It's kinyan agav. Now, according to our taisus, those paiskim who say that kinyan agav works based it on our taisus. Mashmah kinyan agav is their eyes.
Wasn't that the man who does the job on it?
one second, I'll explain to you. And the Kohen Tyson Baba Kama Lachari Shadama. Now, there are Paiskim who hold that Kinyan Dirabana Mahani Lidarais. It's a separate question of Kinyan Dirabana Mahani Lidarais. In other words, let's say I go and I buy an Esrig. Lulav and Esrig. It has to be Lachem. It has to be mine. Let's say I buy a Lulav and Esrig with a Kinyan Dirabana. Whichever Kinyan is, Kinyan Dirabana. Am I kind of the Lulav and Esrig? So there are some who hold that it doesn't help, because I have to be yaitz a lulav esrig min atayra. If I do a kinyan drabbanon on a lulav esrig, kinyan drabbanon does not work. However, there are others who disagree, and they say, no, kinyan drabbanon mahani l'darais. That even if something is a kinyan drabbanon, what's the svara that helps min atayra? What's the svara that a kinyan drabbanon you could use to be kind of lulav and esrig? Because hefka bezin hefka. Lamaisa Bezdin made a takana that they have a kayak of Hefka Bezdin Hefka, and they have a kayak to make it mine. So since they have a kayak to make it mine, so even if I buy a lulav and esrig with the kinyan derabbanan, it should still work because the rabbanan have a kayak to make kinyanin. So there are those who hold that kinyan derabbanan helps for deraisa anyway. It doesn't really matter if agav is a kinyan deraisa, kinyan derabbanan. Kinyan derabbanan, mahani deraisa. If you hold that a kinyan derabbanan helps min atayra, so then it's irrelevant if kinyan agav is a derabbanan or deraisa. Others hold kinyan derabbanan loy mahani deraisa. Why? I have kebes and hefke. So the Chasam Sofer writes that they hold that hefker bezn hefker means bezn can make things hefker. Yeah, that they can do. But to make it be mine, I need a kinyan deraisa. If I want to buy a lulav and an esrog, so in order to own the lulav and esrog, I have to do a kinyan deraisa. I have to pick it off l'shem kinyan. Hefker bezn hefker won't work according to these shitas. Because hefker bezin hefker, bezin can make things hefker, but I can't make it mine. If I do a kinyan derabbanan on a lulav and esrig, how does it become mine? Rabbanan can say it's mine, but min atayra it's not mine. Torah didn't give the rabbanan the power; they only gave him the power of hefker bezin hefker. So,
what is the other man?
The other man, the Amar, holds apparently that hefker bezin hefker can even assign ownership as well. So this is a general machlaikis in the kayach of Hefker Bezin Hefker. If Hefker Bezin can only make it Hefker, they can even give me ownership. The nafkamina is when I buy a lulav and esrig, if a kinyan drabbanan helps to be kind of lulav and esrig, that's not so such a shaila. Lulav and esrig usually a kind of anyway with hakbah, but in theory it's a shaila. Then this would be a nafkamina. Comes the Chasam Sofer. He's talking about kinyan agav, about our taisus. Our taisus holds kinyan agav is deraisa. Taisus in Bava Kama holds kinyan agav is derabana. Chayrus nafkamina for mechiras chametz. Sakta chasam seifa, no. By mechiras chametz, even if you hold kinyan agav is a derabana, even if you hold kinyan agav is a derabana, it's still going to be good by mechiras chametz for kuliyama. Why? Why is Bechiras Chametz any different than Lulav and Esrig? He says, very good. He says, by Lulav and Esrig, Kinyan Derabbanan. If you hold Kinyan Derabbanan, helps Min HaTorah, he says, no problem. If you hold Kinyan Derabbanan, helps Min HaTorah, so I could buy Lulav and Esrig with a Kinyan Derabbanan. If you hold Kinyan Derabbanan, Loi Mahani. Why is it Loi Mahani? Because Bezdin can only make it hefker, they can't make Lulav and Esrig be mine. Now that makes sense by lulav and esrog, because it has to be mine. I have to get ownership. Not enough if it's hefker. Hefker doesn't work. I have to be mine. By mechiras chametz, if I sell chametz to a guy with a kinyan agav, so chasam sofer, let's say you hold agav as taka derabbanan. So if kinyan derabbanan mahani l'deraisa, so it works. It's only a problem if you hold kinyan derabbanan lo mahani l'deraisa. But 1 minute. Why Kinyan Rabbanan doesn't help in Atayra? Why? Because the Rabbanan only have the power to make it Hefker through Kinyan Rabbanan. They can't assign ownership. By Chametz, that's fine. If I own Chametz and I sell it to a guy with Kinyan Agav, so Min Atayra, it's Hefker. And with Rabbanan, it's the guys. So for the Din Dairaisa, I have no problem. I'd be able to get rid of the Chametz. Because it's not my chametz, min atayra. So a kinyan derabbanan will help for mechiras chametz, tainus achas seifa anyway. Because it's enough that min atayra is hefker. Nayach is asking, if I want to make it hefker, I don't need a guy. I can make a chametz hefker. I don't want to make it hefker. I don't want to have a hefsid. I want someone to pay me for it eventually, or sell it back to me. But for that, a kinyan derabbanan is fine. For my money, a kinyan derabbanan is fine. I'm selling it to the guy, and his rabbanan is the guy, and he has to pay me. And if he doesn't pay me, he can sell it back to me. He has to pay me. Fine. The question is that the rabbanan doesn't help for the din Torah, for the din Daraisa. For the din Daraisa, it's enough that the rabbanan have a power to make it hefker. Because by chametz, making it hefker is enough. So therefore, by chametz, the king of the rabbanan should certainly help for Daraisa.
Why don't you do that?
So we don't. We, when we sell chametz, we try to be at the kol hashitas. We do everything.
The chametz,
I got the property. He does, because on property, kesef works. And Krata, we sell the property with 4 kinyanim and the chametz with 5 kinyanim. That's the way we do it, because we try to be at. So this is this taste. I want to point out to you, remind you, that on the bottom gimel amid aleph, in Taisvis, where the Gemara talked about Aisha being Nikta B'Chalipin, I want to remind you, we had a Machlaikis if Chalipin works by a guy. Right? There's a Machlaikis there. Taisvis held that Kiyan Chalipin helps by a guy. And we discussed then that this would be an Akamina if you could sell Chametz with Kiyan Chalipin. By the time we get done with this year, we're going to have a few more tesis that talk about kinyanim that we can use by mechiras chametz. So let's try to keep track. First of all, it's good to remember anyway, and when you have something like this, which is out of the normal kedushin flow, it's something which hopefully we'll be able to remember. So we have a gimel amid aleph, the tesis about halipin, and hey amid aleph, the tesis about kinyan agav, if it's their isa, and the mitzvah Hashem will come yet to other tesis. And this Taisis is like, it's like a sleeper, because it's, if you read the Taisis, you wouldn't realize the ramifications it has. Taisis is Kabbal Chaimer, Taisis is Ikla Mifrach. So you have to know, you need Rabbi Kivega to point out to you the significance of Taisis, that Taisis is saying that Kinyan Agav is Dairais. Okay, let's move on to the next piece of Gemara. Va'akishnami. That's the seventh line of the Gemara. The Akish Nami Yitzia Lahavaya. Gemara Sakasha. Let's be Makish, just like when Makish get Shtar, which works by get to Kedushin. Let's do Fakern also. Mahavaya Bekesef, Af Yitzia Bekesef. Hello, Dicka thing. You can have a get with money. Just like you get married with a ring. You can have a get with a ring. You can have a get with any kesef, a shava kesef. What's taich? What's the Gemara's havamina? Who gives who? We have a havamina now that you can do gerishin with kesef. You can do gerishin with kesef. So when you get married, we know who gives who. He kach, like you see, the man gives the woman the ring or money. By the get, who would give who in order to make a get?
She gives it back.
She gives him?
He gives her.
Well, he gives her. Get, he gives her. Mm-hmm. Saying, just like a get, what are we comparing? Get, v'nasa b'yada, get, he gives her. If it's kesef, how should that work? What? He gives...
She gives him
kesef. She gives him. Anybody say differently? The ksuba. Huh? Okay. The ksuba is not a get. The ksuba is a chiyuv of mamon. It's beside. The get is a get whether you pay the ksuba or not. So we're not just about the get itself. We want to make a get through giving of kesef. Who gives who? Everyone says she gives him. Nobody feels differently.
He gives her. She wants to be married.
He gives her. That's true. She get is even good bar karcha.
Yeah.
So he gives her. So who gives who to kesef? He gives her. See, here it gets going to work. He gives her money. Or she gives him. Which way? So if you medayik in Tosfos, Clark. It's a shita not only of Tosfos, but of Rashi. This Gemara appears in the Erevin as well. There Rashi says, Klar. That Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos learn that he gives the kesef. If you look at the Lashon, at the end of Tosfos, Neger, Yasa Kateger, which we didn't get to in the Gemara yet, but Aval Isha Mekadish Isha Hakol Ba Al Yaday, the last few lines. Beina Kedusha, Beina Gerishim. Tosfos says, Hakol Ba Al Yaday, Beina Kedusha, Beina Gerishim. Meshach Lemifrech, Yom Kesem Matan Sesam Maitzim. Tosfos learns into the Gemara that the man gives the money to make the get. According to this Havamina, of course, the Maskana, they can't give money to give a get. But in this Havamina, the man gives the kesef in order to shafa gerishim. Right? The Rashba, from the Rashba here, it's clear that the Rashba learned that the woman would give the money. To make a get, the Rashba compares it to Amavriya. When Amavriya goes out, who gives the money? Amavriya gives the money, or her shliya, her representative, gives the money to the Adayim. So what? No, but the Rashba is not saying svaras. He just compares it to Amavriya, that just like Amavriya goes out with kesef, the same thing Isha goes out with kesef, and to have a meaning here. So the Rashba learns that the Havamina is she gives him the kesef. Tosfos learns the svara is that he gives her the kesef. Which is more mustaver? Rashi or the Rashba? Rashi is more mustaver. Why?
What's the heckish according to
Rashba? Rashi learns that just like he gives a get, a shtar to create a get, same thing, he would give money to create a get. Complete heckish. Is it a complete heckish?
You
could look at it that way. Or you could say, he's tiny, that Rashi learns that it's a perfect heckish. That ma, what are we being makish? That just like when you get married, you give money. Who gives money? The husband. Same thing by divorce. Who gives money? The husband. Is that
mukhrach? No, not tzaddik at all. If he gives money, he's being kind of the ish. She wants the ish to pass. She has to give the money to pay it back.
How could she initiate?
You're tithing. You're tithing to a different thing. You're tithing that it's not logical. If the man buys a woman in marriage, he buys the ishes of the woman, so then to get out, she should have to pay to get the ishes back. So you're not arguing that the hekesh is better his way, you're just saying as far as it's better your way.
It's not better.
Why? What do you do with the hekesh? It has to be similar. Just like marriage he gives, divorce he gives.
This is like marriage is an option of handicapping, but it's also an option of handicapping.
But it works a different way.
It's like marriage is the one being kind of that you should give the money.
Oh, so you're saying, he's saying that it's the same. Just like by marriage, the one getting the issues gives the money. They didn't make Gerishim, the one getting the ish, just give the money. What do you say to that?
The one doing the mitzvah, the man is being kind of and being mapping on her back. He's doing the mitzvah in both cases.
Are you mapping by giving money?
She can't buy herself, he has to give her away.
She's not acquiring anything tangible. She's buying her issues over. It's not tangible.
Buy her issues.
So she wants to buy it back. She can't buy it back. It's not tangible. He has to give it back to her. She can initiate the.
Is that mukhrach? Maybe she could buy it back.
It's the same thing it's doing. Otherwise, Gemara doesn't have a kasha that
same thing. The raya is a good raya. We're going to have to explain. We're going to have to understand it. All right, let's try to figure out. What are we saying? Yes. Totally, who wants it? Well, Ellie tied it before that. If it's Bal Karka of the Isha, she's obviously not going to give it. But so maybe in Achinami, maybe Kesef only works when she's willing. No, she doesn't have a right. You can't. It's not have a mina that the woman could give the get Bal Karka of the man. You need even not something. You need his.
How does she have the right to do that?
From the Hekish. Maybe from the Hekish. If you learn the Hekish is whoever gets gives the money, so then it works both ways. Whoever gets gives the money. No, it's not up to her. She can't do it for her. So if he's not masking, it's not a get.
So if she can't have control of it, then she says, what's the point of giving it? He's the one in control.
Right,
he's doing the whole
process.
She's been back herself.
She's doing it.
But why
Kedushin? She doesn't. Shlomi, what do you say? They're timing now that it's not her choice to give a gift. So how could she be the one that does it? No, what's doing the gift? Her giving does a gift.
No. He's
so yes, he's accepting. Okay.
So there's a mutually agreeable gift.
Alright, so we'll do it. His accepting, it makes sense. So we're saying now Kesef works. The answer to your question is her doing it doesn't shop it. It's his accepting the money that does it. It's a question.
Okay,
how it is, he's accepting the money, that's what does it. She can't do Kedusha, what's that mean? She can do Gerusha. So a Makish is just like by Kedusha, the one who's acquiring the issues, gives the money. So by getting the one who's acquiring the issues gives the money. So no, but she's the one acquiring the issues by getting. She's getting the issues back.
She has nothing to do with her giving the issues. She's not buying it off. She has nothing to do with the issue. So you can't say that she
can. No, everybody here. This is a Rashi and the Rashba arguing here. You know, this is a. We have a machlekes Rashi and the Rash. We have to try to understand what did the two tzadim. Rashi, everybody should have klar. One way is more mustava than the other. It's so different that again, Rashi holds the havamina is that he gives money and makes a get. The Rashba holds the havamina is she gives money and makes a get. There's a downside to each pshat, right? Each pshat has something strange about it. What's strange about again Rashi and Tosis. Rashi and Tosis learn that who gives the money? Him. The man gives the money. So the man gives the money. What's strange about the man giving the money? That usually the one who gives the money gets things. Buy karka, give money, get karka.
He's getting
finished. He's getting rid of her.
So
he's getting rid of her. That's sometimes a big source. It depends on who she is. Yeah, it's true. He's Lamaisa. He's pottering himself from his obligations to her. He's getting. There's some women who consider it a wonderful opportunity to get.
Tavla Mesa.
So if every woman is so eager to get married, how come it takes you guys so long to date? Because he has to want. If she doesn't want, you can't tell every woman it's a schus for to get married. You'd be the kabbal kedusha for her. She has to want. It's a little easier by a woman. Huh? Right, now let's try to understand. Again, the Rashi Shita is that he gives kesef. And that's strange because he's not getting anything.
Why is that strange? He's making a gift. He's getting a gift. He's not getting a gift. There is a copy. People separate the man and the woman.
So how do you understand Kesef then? If the Kesef is just the Maisa Kenyan, then Rashi's good. If Kesef It's just a Maisa Kinyan, then you're right. Okay, one second. So, again, Rashi Shita is that he gives. Rashi Shita is that he gives. We said, L'chair is not logical. How's a person getting rid of something giving Kesef? So we're saying now is, if you learn Kesef works, the Torah's Kesef Kinyan, then Rashi and Taisus are very understandable. If Kesef, it's not a trade. It's not a trade for any Shavis. It's just a Kinyan. The Torah says it's a Kinyan of Get, of Shtar of Get. It's a Kinyan of Kesef of Get. Kesef works. It's just a Maisa Kinyan. Not getting anything. Then it's very mistaver.
When you have a coin by somebody else giving you something, you always, at any time, you make this opinion, I believe it. You have, the person being kind has to give it.
That's right. By shtar, though, so you're kind of a field, by the person giving you the shtar of the field, and then you kind of feel with the shtar. It's true that by kesef, it's highly unusual. it's highly unusual. But l'chaira only makes sense if you learn Rashi and Taisus, that Kesef is Kesef Kinyan. Kesef is, if it's just a Maisa Kinyan, it's not a trait for Shavius. But you need a Maisa Kinyan to make a get. You can't just say, I don't want to be married to you.
The Torah says, the giving Kesef, the relationship of marriage is over.
Okay, calling that Kinyan, call it whatever you like. The Rajba, what did the Rajba say? The Rajba said that by marriage, he gives the money. By getting, she gives the money. What's strange about it is that it's not exactly a hekesh of ayin yitzia. Machlal is strange that she does something to make a get. Some you have to say, like you said, we said before, that he creates the get by accepting the money. It's the man who has the bialis to make a get. It's bar kochav ish. Some by accepting the money, he does. That side is more mistaver if you learn that Kesef works for Torah Shavius. If you learn the way the Sma learned, that the Miluim learned, that we've had the numerous times, that Kesef works for Torah Shavius. If it works for Torah Shavius, meaning, what does Shavius mean? It means we say a woman's Ishus has a certain value. Her eligibility has a certain value. And when you get married, you pay for that and you get the Ishus. So then by get, it goes the other way around. By get, she's buying back her ishus, it's mistava, she should pay. She should be the one that pays. Which means that, what do we say? Who fits to who? Rashi and Tosfos fit better that Kesef is Kenyan, like the Taz. The Kesef works, but Torah is Kenyan. And the Rajba fits better if Kesef works, but Torah Shavis. No, it follows? What? So she can initiate. It's up to him. He says, "I won't accept it." So her giving won't do anything. It's his accepting of the money from her. Mm-hmm. If he wants to do it by parasha, he's going to have to ishtar. Won't be able to
grab the money.
What? Grabbing won't work.
Maybe Rashi
Pesach
will learn more
Makish. You'd see us by the day. No. You have to use Lashon Gemara. You can't get away from Lashon Hagemara. The Lashon HaGemara is Makish Havayi Makish Yitzil Havayi. Let's not do that. Let's stick with Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara is comparing Kesef Kedushin to Kesef Kikarishin.
And that's just a teaching that works.
We'd rather not. This Mahalos is a very glad to Mahalos.
Why is it relevant for the Rashi and Kesef Shabbos to Kesef Kikarishin? You're saying like I was saying before, you're saying,
because we have to compare it to Kesef. You agree we have to compare it to Kesef Kedushin. It's a Hekish. Kesef Kedushin Lamaisa. The Taz Asma argued on Kesef Kedushin.
Right, but however worked in Kedushin, that is not the way it worked in Kedushin.
What do you mean it's nothing? It's a Hekish.
No, the Hekish is that the Kesef which worked by Kedushin will work by Kedushin.
So let me tell you. The Sma holds that if I give Kesef L'Shem Kinyan, not for Shavius, I just want to do a Kinyan, the Sma holds it doesn't work. That was the whole nafkamina. Right? If I'm buying a house from you for $1 million, I give you $1 just L'Shem Kinyan. So the Sma said that doesn't work, because it does not work. Which means if you want to get married and you want to do it L'Shem Kesef Kinyan, it doesn't work. So you can't be Makish Havayi L'Yitziya and say that by Yitziya L'Shem Kesef Kinyan does work. It doesn't work by Kedusha, it can't work by here. You might feel it's the Dakas the Kechilut, but the Sma makes the Chilut. Tzma says that if you give the money to Shem Shavius, it works. If you give it to Shem Kinyan, it doesn't work. So you can't learn it to Yetziyah that it could work. You know, there's time Kinyan Baal.
Why yeah. Can't
Kinyan? According to the Rashba, could you say it's Kesef Kinyan? Perhaps. But then, why force the Rashba to go the other way? Why don't we just say, just like a get, the man gives. And just like Kesef Kedushin, the man gives. Everything in Kedushin and Gerushin, the man gives. So why not, it would be logical to say, Kesef, the man also gives the Kesef.
I think it's a similar thing that she gives. So
but that which, what forces him to say the Chiddush? What forces the Rashba? What made it mistaver to you, the Rashba Shita? What made it mistaver to most people? That the woman gives. Only what makes the Rashba mistaver, even though it's the opposite of all, right, we have four things. We have Kesef, Kedushin, Kesef, Gerushin. Shtar, Kedushin, Shtar, Gerushin. All other three, the man gives. I was saying this one she gives, the Rashba say, why? It makes sense. If you learn it works for Torah Shavuos, it makes a lot of sense.
But according to logic, that doesn't mean that she gives even more. I'm saying that she can, does that mean that, or does that mean that she can also give?
No. That means the limud is she could give. Stop because she gives.
Then it will
not work.
Why can we say, according to the Rashba, it's just that she's giving back the original whatever was
given
to her.
Well, she's not undoing it L'mafreya. She was nation's 10 years. She's not making the original sale null and void because it's not L'mafreya. Get doesn't call L'mafreya. They were married 10 years. They were married 10 years. It's not B'fafel.
But she's ending the original thing. He bought her issues on him.
She's undoing it is what you mean. She's undoing it by giving the money back. Okay. So that makes sense. That makes sense to the chef. You're not. Let's say it's the kasha of the shtar kedushin. If she comes down, she gives him back the shtar kedushin. That's going to undo it. No. No, how do I mean the giving back shtar kedushin undoes it? It's got to be a new ma'aseh kinyan.
What is the name
maybe I'm not sure that it would fit into the way Tyson's answers, but. I'd like to leave that for now. Okay. On that Beis Amid Aleph, we learned that Shava Kesef is Kikesef, right? Shava Kesef, Kikesef. That's what we said on Beis Amid Aleph. And Tysus asked, and the Rashba asked, how do you know Shava Kesef, Kikesef? So Tysus answered, we learned it out of Evakanani, or out of Ivri. Or we learn out of Nezikin, right? Tosfos said, the limud, the shava kesef kikesef. You remember what the Rashba said on Beis Amid Aleph? How do you know shava kesef kikesef? It's a svara. Mali kesef, mali shava kesef. If you're buying something, what's the difference? You buy it with a dollar bill? Or if the person is willing to accept an object that's worth a dollar? What we said then, b'shem someone, was a Ritva, I believe it's a Rashba too, was that this machloikis is tali if kesef is kinyan or if kesef is shavius. Right? If you hold kesef is kinyan, it's exeris hakosef, it creates a kinyan. So then Tosfos is right. Shava kesef ki kesef, you need exeris hakosef. There's no svara that shava kesef is like kesef. What's a svara? The Torah said this works for a kinyan. So make a tasty shava kesef works. So Tosfos, we said, holds that it's a kinyan. That was good. And the Rashba and the Ritva said it's a svara. What's a svara? The svara we explained then was that what is money? Money is the shaviest of the money. So mali kesef, mali shava kesef. If the way I'm buying something is by giving you value, what's the difference if I give you kesef or I give you shava kesef? Either way, it works. So there we had this same machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba, but the Shitas them fit very well. The Tosfos holds that it's Kesef Kinyan. Maybe I need Gzeres HaKosef Shava Kesef. And the Rashba held that it's Kesef Shavius. And the Melech Shitasai, it's a Svara that all Shavius works. And the Melech, he learns Asugya the same way. And Rashi on Chesam and Aleph, the top Rashi holds like Tosfos there. Rashi on Chesam and Aleph says, Shava Kesef, it's Rabbi Kikesef, Kedarino, come on, Yashav the Rabbi, Shava Kesef. Rashi learns like Taisus that Shava Kesef Ki Kesef is Gzeres HaKasev. So it fits nicely with Shitasam, the way Rashi and Taisus hold always. Kesef is Kesef Kinyan. So they hold over here in Asa Gitu, it's Kesef Kinyan. So the man gives the Kesef. The way the Rashba learns everywhere is Lashitasa again, that the Rashba Lashitasa, he learns that it's Shavis, the Tap Rashi and Kesef Adam. That the Rashba learns it's the Svara, because he holds Kesef works for Torah Shavis, so Mela fits in with our Rashba and Asa Gitu. Well, who's Taila this? Rabbi Chanan, in Ois Chav Gimel, the Kavit Shiorim, he says that the Smara and the Avnei Meluim, the learned Shavius, don't stim with Rashi the Taisus. And he doesn't go into the Rashi. He just says that the Smara's Mahalach doesn't fit with Avnei Meluim, the Smara, who holds that a woman is the Kudeshes, the Kesef Shavius. He says it doesn't make sense. He asks Akasha from Taisus. Taisus says the man gives the money. If the man gives the money, so it doesn't stim with saying the Kesef is Shavius. So that's a makar that the Bachana learned this way, that Taisus stims with the Taz, or with the Pshat, that Kedusha works with Taras Kesef Kinyan. And L'chayra, the Rashba, Bachana is saying that according to the Sma, you have to learn the Rashba. You have to learn.
According to the Rashba, why wouldn't we know if it's Torah? Why do you need the Max of Ali? If that's a Shabbat, then when you can buy it, you'll provide it so fast.
Why don't you know from Svara?
What exactly is the Max of Ali doing over here?
What is Nachash Avayalitzia doing? The answer is, and it has to do with the way we're going to learn the rest of the Gemara, because it's not enough to buy. It has to create Isuriv. It has to make her into a Pnuya. It has to take off Isurashis Ish. It has to create certain Isurim. Isurim, you can't do with any Kenyan. You need Xeris Lakasa, which Kenyan works. Svara is not enough to make Kenyan. Metaltalim, it's a Svara. If I pay you, I should be kind of Metaltalim. And yet Kesef is not kind of Metaltalim. And Karka Kesef is kind of. Torah said Kesef works here, it doesn't work here. Okay, so we have two ways to learn the Gemara, so then that gets a little complicated, because that means the whole Shakal of Atariya we have to understand two ways, like Rashi Taisus and like the Rashba. Alright, let's try. Let's see the next line of Gemara. So Gemara yes, Akashnami Yitzil Avaya, Ma'avaya Bekesef, if Yitzil Bekesef, and for the Gemara. Omer Avaya, no. So we have two terutz, Abayi's terutz or Rav's terutz. Abayi's terutz. Yoimru, kesef machtes, kesef moitzi. Senegar, yasa kategar. What does that mean? It can't be that kesef makes a get. It's so ridiculous. You know what he's saying? It's so ridiculous, no one will understand that. Yoimru, everyone will say, what? Kesef machtes. You can get married with money. You can go out with money. Senegar, yasa kategar. What's a svara? Let's say I tell you, if meat falls into milk, it becomes basa b'chalav. Right? So meat, I'll tell you, you know how you make it ice basa b'chalav? You put the meat in the milk a second time. Meat falls into milk once, it's basa b'chalav. If meat falls in a second time, then it becomes kosher. I mean, it's ridiculous. How could milk make it the meat treif, and then milk will make it kasha? Of course it's true, it's ridiculous, right? You can't. So same thing here. You say, kesef makes her an ashes ish, and then kesef again makes her ice ashes ish. Gemara says it's ridiculous. You know what the Gemara is saying? Am I touching Gemara right? Huh? Am I right? What? Not with milk, you don't cash your meat in the milk. No. It becomes asa when you immerse it in treifas. And it becomes kosher when you immerse it in kosher water. And water is not treif. It's the treifas, it's not the boiling that makes a treif. It's the treifas that makes a treif. The heat doesn't make a treif. The heat's just a way for the treifas to get into the pot. So that's a way for the treifas to get in. You don't like that example? I have a beged of linen. So I sew one string of wool, it becomes shatness. I sew a second string of wool, it becomes ice shatness. Right? You like that mushroom better. It's the same thing. It's ridiculous. One thing makes it awesome, another thing makes it awesome.
This whole thing is just between you. It can't be just between you.
Right.
It takes you out.
The question is, why not? If I buy a field, So I give money and I buy the field. Someone else gives me money and he buys the field. Send Kesset to take you in, take you out. So what's the answer? The Svar that what? Yeah, which part doesn't make sense? Right. Does everyone agree with that? This Svara, no! The Svara, Kesef. The Gemara is not telling you here something you have to be aligned. The Gemara is saying Yoimru. That means even the Amaratim are going to understand this makes no sense. Right? Kesef Machnes, Kesef Meis. Has to be a strong Taina. Yes? One at a time. We have to explain the Gemara like Rashi Vitaisis. We have to explain the Gemara like the Rashba. Okay? So first, the Gemara makes sense like Rashi and Taisis. Like Rashi and Taisis. Make sense? A man gives some money and she becomes an Eishes Ish. And now a man gives some money she becomes an Eishes Ish. She becomes a Pnuya. I can understand. According to Rashi and Taisis, I can understand the Gemara. A man gives some money once. And it's Maseres HaKasuf, Kenyan. Right? A man gives some money, bang, she becomes Eishes Ish. All these Surim, Misa, Karis, all come on. A man gives some money a second time, she becomes Pnuya. It's not Mesavah to say such a thing. If it will be a Beferish of Zeres HaKasuf, we take it. But Lamaisa, we have a choice how to learn this Hekir. So we're saying, this thing, it's a ridiculous thing. We can't say such a thing. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's very understandable. People can say it's ridiculous. You give money, she becomes an Eishes Ish, and you go give her one ring, she's an Eishes Ish. You give her a second ring, she becomes a Pnuya. That makes sense. I can understand. It's similar to Basar Chalav or Shabbat. But like the Rashba, what's Pshat in this Gemara? Like the Rashba we said is Mustaver. Like the Rashba, people are going to say it's ridiculous. A man gives her money, she becomes an Eishes Ish. She gives him money, she becomes a Pnuya. To me, that's very logical. I don't understand what the kasha. Yoimru, Kesef, Baisi, Kesef, Machnes, Enkateng Asenega. What do you mean? If he gives her the money, she becomes, the Ishus goes to him. It's good. If she gives him the money, Ishus goes back to her. It's also good. This Gemara, this line of Gemara, according to Tosfos, we could understand. According to the Rashba, I'd like someone to explain to me what's going on here in the Gemara. What's Shadenka taking us to Senegar? Senegar
is taking out the money. Money.
Money. What's wrong with saying that money, when it goes from him to her, makes her an Eishes Ish? When it goes from her to him, makes her an Eishes Ish.
Money is making people married and divorced.
So that's not logical.
It's good to be married. It's bad to be divorced. So that same money shouldn't work in both ways. Doesn't matter who's doing it.
Yeah. Everyone agree with that? When I buy a field. So now I go and I purchase a field. Now the field is mine because I gave money. Someone comes, he gives me money back. He gets the field back. So I think we all see that as very logical.
Another person bought it again.
Yeah, it's good and good. I mean, it's not bad.
Same thing over again.
You mean it's not one buying, one selling. It's both a buy. It's both.
No, the guy can return it
and
get his money back.
He can't return and get his money back. He needs a new kidney.
Maybe something like that. We see that the Tara said that the Kesef should be used for Kiddush. And in Yonah Rishis, we see that the Tara's intention for Kesef. So it makes sense to use it for Gerishin also. Like the Kanjimano doesn't know where they're going to go. We said Shkadosh. We see that the Zarb and the Bria are associated with the Eagle. So we don't bring that into the question at all. So Kesef in the Ishis is associated with bringing somebody into marriage. So we don't use it for taking them out of marriage.
Okay, in the Kiddush Rameya Simcha, there are some chedushim on Gemara. The pieces on Daftesa Med Aleph, Tois Hay. He says that in Kiddushin we know two things happen. One thing happens that what we call a kinyan, he's kind of harishus. I get she's kind of harishus back, which we've spoken about. And also, besides their relationship, Dine Isser take place. Certain Dine Isurim take place. They have nothing to do with ownership. They're a result, perhaps, but they're isurim that happened. So he says that enkatega nasa senega means that money can create an isurashis ish and also undo an isurashis ish. If you're talking about ownership, it's true, it could go to him, it could go to her. But to look at the Isser Shabbai. In Isser, money can't make Isserashis Ish, and money undo it. It's not Mistabra. Kesef Maitzi, Kesef Machnis, Kedegi Aserege. The Kesef, if you look, you separate the Isurim. When we say the Rashba is Mistabra, because we're talking about ownership. But Zokber Meir Simcha, don't look at ownership, look at Isurim. The Isser Shabbai, it's not Mistava. The money could create the Isser and the money could undo the Isser. He says, Rameyah Simcha is coming to answer Taisus Kasha from Am Evriya. He means to explain Taisus Teretz. My Am Evriya, what's my Am Evriya? My Am Evriya, she becomes an Am Evriya with money, and she becomes Bas Chayra with money. You see, it's Maitzi and it's Machnis by Am Evriya. Why is that different than a woman? So Rameyah Simcha says, it's different. By Am Evriya, it's just a question of ownership. By ownership, it's Mistaver. Kesef could be Machnis, and Kesef could be Maitzi. So by Am Evriya, it's Taka or Davar Amistaver. That it's a Davar Amistaver that money could take you in to be an Am Evriya, money could take you out. But by marriage, the Iker is the Surim that are created, the Isereshes Ish, and the Din Penuya. So there, the Rashba learned, Pshat in the Gemara, Kesef Maitzi, Kesef Machnis is Pshat, that how could it be that the same coin, or the same ring, whatever it is you're giving, should do both? It should make an Eishes Ish, should create Isurim, and it should undo Isurim. That's not Pshat. He doesn't explain who he's learning it in. He just explains the Gemara this way.
It makes more sense for Rashi also.
It could be that he learned that way in Rashi Taisus too. Nothing now. People learn that way in Rashi Taisus also. Once you have this pshat, so I don't know if you need a Lai Rashi, but it's certainly a Dover Hamistaver. You can learn this way into Rashi too. The Rashba needs it. Rashi Taisus could learn this way as well. So this is the way he catches
Snegas. Same thing by the Trefus. That if you have Blio Trefus, it makes it a tray, but if you have Blia afterwards, if you make a hat, you tasher it, it makes it tart.
But it's not the heat that makes it kosher. If I would take the same piece of meat and put it on a fire without water and boil it till it's that heat doesn't make it kosher. What makes it kosher is the fact that the Blia travels. So saying the Blia traveling into meat, well, you can't kosher meat anyway because of meat.
The
kasher pot. The kale. So in the one case, something went into the pot, and then you pull it out. The truth is the pot was never treif. A treif of pot is not treif. It just has blias in it, which are treif. The pot is always kasher. A piece of metal is always kasher. When it has blias of treifus in it, so the treifus in it are treif. If I remove the treifus, now it's the pot without the treifus, there's no problem.
So the same thing with Asia's ish. One people is that she's an Asia's ish, therefore she's also not to other people. When she buys it back, she's not an Asia's ish anymore. Therefore, it's not us to other people. It's not,
but you're changing the person. It's not like kashering. By kashering, you don't change anything. You have a pot and you have blias. The blias will be usa forever and ever. The pot will be mutter forever and ever. When the blias are in the pot, the blias and isa are on the nothing's really changing. Here, something is changing. All right, so we understand pshat in the Gemara. So I have to explain that the Rameyah Simcha is using this explanation. Taisus negin v'yasek tager. Hechi kam from Taimer. Hechi kam alael malah mavriyah shekin yaitza bekasef dinu shetay niknas bekasef. Taisus es the kasha. What's Taisus kasha? If there's a svarf negin v'yasek tager. By Am Evriya, why is it that it's a svara that if she goes in with money to be an Am Evriya, she goes out with money? That's Taisus Kasha. Zokar Vriya Simcha. It's Pashit. There it's Kinyan, it's Kesef, it's Kinyan. Of course it's Mistaver. You buy a field, you sell a field. It goes in with money, it goes out with money. You buy an Am Evriya, you sell an Am Evriya. It goes in with that money, it goes out. So Zokar Vriya Simcha, Taisus Kasha, not a Kasha. Bayam every, it's takological. It's not talking about Isurim, we're just talking about Kinyanim. So this, we're talking about Kinyanim, Bayam every, it's Mustafa, you go in, you go out, it's all money. Money, it's very Mustafa. Ishus, that's Isur. By Isur, that's a different story. There's a Kategias and Senegar, Kesem Machmas, Kesem Aitzi. May Simcha uses this to answer Tyson's cash. Yes?
In the point of Vashva, the way you explain that, in the point of Vashva, he should be the one to give. If he's the one that's creating our nation's flesh, he should be the one to give it to the level to remove the nation's flesh.
No, but he's not saying you only have Isser. You have Kinyanim and Isser. So, because it has to work with Teres Kinyan, it has to go back and forth, which is the Rosh Basvara. Because of the Shavia, so it must go back and forth. So, he's not saying it's only Isser. It is. There's a trade of Shavias too. But there's also Isser. The Isser part is the part that's not Isser. Ramei Simcha is good.
Isn't it true?
You
said before that we have
an
important
set of
the other way that
okay, till now, but I told you till now we're building. I think we explained the Gemara. We explained the Gemara's Hekish, like the Rashba and Rashi Vitaisis. And we explained the Gemara's Teretz. Which is Abaye's Teretz, that Yom Kesem Machmas Haetzi according to Rashi and the Rashba, and according to Rashi and Taisa, according to Rashi, everything till now should come out clear. This Ramei Simcha, who answers Taisa's Kasha, he says, Amavriya is different. Why? Because Amavriya is straight Kinyanim, coming in, coming out. Right? It's not like an Isha, which is Isurim. When we learned Dalet Amid Beis, and we had Malo Amavriya, and we had the problem that Gemara mentions Bia by an Amev Ria, which makes no sense. The Meshech Chochma learned that the Kinyan of Amev Ria is what? It's a Kinyan for Yiyud, and therefore it's a Kinyan for Yisurim too. Right? When we learned Dalet Amid Beis, and we had the problem, what's the Hava mean a Bia could be kind of by an Amev Ria? So the Meshech Chochma answered that the Gemara is referring to Yiyud. When you buy an Amevriya, you're also doing a Kedushin, which could end up Kedushin or could not end up Kedushin, but it's also Isser Shabbat. L'chayra, that Mesha Chachma, L'chayra doesn't stem with this Ramei Simcha. Right? That Mesha Chachma looked at Amevriya as Isser. And this whole Ramei Simcha here is saying that Amevriya, it's not Isser, it's just Kenyan. You go in, you go out, so it's easy. Now you just understand, one second, you just understand that the Meshech Chochma was written by the same Ramei Simcha who wrote the Chedush Ramei Simcha. Right? Dar Sameach and the Meshech Chochma and the Chedush Ramei Simcha, all the same person. A little funny, on Dalet Amid Beis, we had a Shverakite, and we found the Teretz of Meshech Chochma that Amavriya is Yiyud. And then we get to Hey Amid Aleph, we have a problem, we say Meshech Chochma, Amavriya is just the Kenyan, that's all it is. It doesn't seem to stem. But it could be, like somebody started to say, that when you buy an Amavriya, it could end up being Isser. If you do Yiyud, it ends up the money is Isser. If you don't, if you just sell her back with your Ryan Kasef, that means there never was Isser. It's something which could have become Isser. But if you try and say Kesef Machnis, Kesef Maitzi, once you do Yiyud, Kesef is Takanat Maitzi. It's only calls a match, it remains only in Amevriya, and there is no Yiyud, then she could buy herself out. So the Ramei Simcha is really saying, it's not a theory. Ramei Simcha here is saying that calls a match, there's no Yiyud, all there are Kinyanim, and then maybe you go in with the Kinyan of Kesef, you can go out with the Kinyan of Kesef, there's no problem. It's the Dabra Mustafa. You know, Kinyanim, if you'll be Miyayat her, she can't go out with Kesef anymore.
What is the comparison
of Daft?
Daft.
Because at that point, at the point of the original Kenyan, there is a Kenyan Lashem Ishus as well. It may not end up coming to anything. But you are buying the right to determine who she's married to. Because since a Bailim could be Miyayid Bal Karcha, so he's buying the right. But that doesn't create Isurim yet. He did buy the right, and when she goes out, he gives the right up. But there's no Isser that happened. He bought the right to marry her, but nothing happened, because he didn't have.
Someone's designer,
yeah. No, she's a Kliya. The question will be if you miyayed later if it happened on Afreya. Okay, this is the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. So the Gemara comes back with the teretz, with the kashas. This was a teretz, right? The fact that it makes no sense, kezemaga is maisenega is kedega, so it's a teretz. That's why kesef kimar. Frak the Gemara yachi shtar nami yam shtar maitzi shtar machnes kedega yasenega. How can a shtar go both ways? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mili dehai shtar l'chod, mili dehai shtar l'chod. What does that mean? The words of this shtar are different. The words of this shtar are different. It's not the same thing. You can have a piece of paper with words on it that make it into a Gemara. A piece of paper with words on it that make it into a book. They're very different. A Gemara is not a book. You can have words that make it into a sign. A sign is not a book. You can have words that make it into a shtar. A shtar is, the etzem ashtar is the words that are on it. That's what tells you what it is. So ha'ishtar al-luchud v'ha'ishtar. In fact, the Gemara ha'chinami ha'ikas v'luchud, ha'ikas v'luchud. What does that mean? This money is different, that money is different. This money is different, that money. It's all the same money.
The way he's going in, the way he's
what?
Going out.
How do you know that, Shem? Look at the Rashi. What? Sorry, ha'ikas v'luchud, ha'ikas v'luchud means... two different monies. Why is it two different monies? And the Gemara answers Tiva Miyachad, it's all one money, but what's the happening here? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says one is given for the purpose of Kiddushin, and one's given for. It's really the same kesef.
That's not what you're talking about.
No,
they're two different things. One's being given.
Yeah, but the shtar,
they're
two different
shtaras. The kesef, that coin that you're giving for Kiddushin, you're not giving that same one for Gittin.
Why? I can give the same one. Okay, I can give the same one. Why not? I could. What? In theory, you could give the same one. You buy it from her and use it again, and you could give the same coin. But it doesn't really matter which coin you use. What? See, it's not so fair because what I'm asking you is really a Gemara's teretz. Tiba mi'achado, really, all money is the same. Dabni Meluim, though, in Simichav Tes Oisbeis. Now, we've referred to Simichav Tes Oisbeis many times, because that's that piece in Abdei Meluim that talks about Kesef Kinyan and Kesef Shadius, which and he goes through the whole the Tazis Kasha and all the number of things we've discussed. In the last two paragraphs, he explains this Gemara. Again, Abdei Meluim Shita is that Kesef Kedushin is Kesef Shavius, that's not in Lom Shita. So he explains the Havamina. When the Gemara says, Hai Kesef Luchud, the Hai Kesef Luchud, what does it mean? He learns that he's learning like Rashi. Rashi and Taisis is going on. Rashi and Taisis learn that who's giving the Kesef by the get? The man. Okay. So he learns into Rashi and Taisis the following. He says, Hai Kesef Luchud, Hai Kesef Luchud. When you marry a woman and you give her money, that's kesef, l'shem, shavius. That's how Rabbi will learn. When you marry a woman, you give her kesef, l'shem, shavius. If we're going to say you give her a get, and you give her money, so that, could that be l'shem, shavius? If you give a woman get, by get, if you give her money, that can't be shavius. So it can't be shavius. So high kesef l'chod, high kesef l'chod. The two kesefs are not the same. It's how the Avnei Meluim touches the Gemara. Hi, the kesef of Kiddushin is given l'shem shavius, because the man acquires the ishus of the woman. But hi, and the kesef of get is different, because by the kesef of get, it's just the ma'isa kinyan bi'alma. So it's two different things. So Gemara's kasha makes a lot of sense. That Meluim is beautiful in the kasha. Hi, kasp l'chod is not the same. Where I'm stuck is how does he learn the teretz? It's such a good pshat. That's a great pshat. Hakasta l'chad, hakasta l'chad. This kesef is for Shavuos and this kesef is for Kinyan. They're not the same.
But it's not.
Why?
Because
really,
no, he's talking about the
Kinyan. He's not talking about the kesef. The kesef remains the same. I'm not going to argue with you because it's late, but we can argue separately. All right, Nitzah Shem will come back.